Carol Rose of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau enlightens us about their new hospitality training initiative to ensure visitors to the county experience a consistent welcome based upon our mountain culture.
Can you tell me about mountain culture?
Yeah, Tim. We've been promoting hospitality training here in the county through a statewide program called West Virginia Welcome for the past 8 years. It's really important for us to cultivate that because the tourism industry is the economic driver for Pocahontas County. We have developed a new program called Mountain Culture. We were looking at different ways to enhance our hospitality training programs and come up with some new strategies on how we provide outreach to businesses, employees, and the broader community about hospitality. And one of the ideas spawned from the core values that Snowshoe has in place at the resort, a guiding set of principles about who the resort is, who the employees are, and what they represent to the visitors and to the guests. We also were curious whether or not anything like that had been done anywhere else around the country. So we did some research, and not many places have embraced a broad concept like this on a county level. It's a little easier to control the messaging when you have a resort and a set of employees. In our particular case, we're talking about making it an initiative throughout the whole county. So we knew what our criteria was. We knew that we had to reach out to those different kinds of businesses and individuals. So we put together a small team of leaders around the county to develop this initiative. We came up with Mountain Culture. We've made it very simple, something that will be easy for our business partners and also our employees to embrace and be able to implement. We developed a motto, which is Mountain Culture, Our Heritage, Our Future. We also developed our credo, which is Pocahontas County, West Virginia is a wild and wonderful place where our guests enjoy warm hospitality and a relaxed, exciting, and fulfilling experience, and where the genuine care and comfort of our guests is our number one priority. So these are some core values of mountain culture. People tell us all the time, we're very friendly. So people come here because we're friendly, and they return because we're friendly. We did develop our root values to support our unique mountain culture, and those are hospitality, pride, knowledge, enthusiasm, and keep it clean. Ultimately, it's a way to message to employees who are encountering guests and visitors and customers. We are offering signs free to all of our business partners. Every business in Pocahontas County, I hope, will value this new initiative of Mountain Culture and put up the signs. My office is providing those signs free of charge. They're very nicely done. Part of what this initiative does is allows all of us to be proud of who we are, that we do live in the mountains and we do have a culture that we cultivate. The rugged nature of our existence brings out the bold nature of our people to be genuine, strong, inviting, helpful, and attentive to the needs of neighbors, friends, and visitors alike. We open our doors to visitors and we help visitors and we smile when they walk in the door.
Kara is offering training about this new initiative for both businesses and for the public at various places around the county. You can find a schedule on our website with this story, or you can contact the Convention and Visitors Bureau at 304-799-4636 for more information about this initiative and these trainings. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.